All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In John chapter 9, we read the statement in verse 31, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him." You know, the question could be asked, why does God not hear sinners? Well, not only does John 9:31 tell us that God doesn't, but it also answers the question in the very same verse, when it says, "But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he hears." See, God does not hear sinners because they do not worship him and they do not do his will. What does it mean to hear? Well, you know, normally the word hear means to be endowed with the faculty of hearing, or the opposite of not deaf. But the word hear, H-E-A-R, in John 9:31 means to yield to, hear, and obey. That's the definition that is given by Henry Thayer in his lexicon on page 22. So what we're seeing then is that in regards to prayer, God is under no obligation to answer the prayer of a sinner. Therefore, it can be said that God heareth not sinners. In fact, maybe it would be good if we asked the question, why should God hear a sinner's prayer? First of all, God has already shown his love to the sinner by giving his son to die. Whoever does not know John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And even without John 3:16, we've got other verses like Romans 5 and verse 8, "But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So you see, God showed his love first. Now we ought to love him. And this is what John says in 1 John chapter 4 at verse 19, when he said, "We love him because he first loved us." And two, what is it that makes a sinner? Well, we know from 1 John 3 and verse 4 what sin is. Sin is a transgression of God's law. And we know from 1 John 3 and verse 8 that a person that commits sin is of the devil. And also in 1 John 3, we read in verse 5, "Yet God sent Christ to take away our sins." So now it's our turn to commend our love to God. How do we do that? We do that by keeping his commandments. Jesus said in John chapter 14, notice several times here in this 14th chapter of John what Jesus says. Look at verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Look at verse 21. "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. We go on over just one chapter later in John chapter 15. Notice what we read in verse 10. Jesus says, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my commandments." Let me read that again. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." So, how do we commend our love to God? We do that by the keeping of his word, by the obeying of what he tells us to do. It's in Luke 11 that Jesus said in verse 28, he says, "Then he goes," or rather he says, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And also in John chapter 14, here's what we read Jesus saying in verse 24. "He who does not love me does not keep my word. And the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who has sent me." What happens when we sin? Well, we become separated from God. Isaiah makes this known in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. "The Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." See, sin separates us from God. Our sin causes him to hide his face from us. Our sins causes him to not hear. Why would anyone remain a sinner when God has provided the means of redemption? It's in Ephesians 1 and verse 7. It says, "In whom," that is referring to Christ, "in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." What reason is there for anyone to be in sin? We know from Titus 2, verses 11 and 12, that the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. We know from 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4 that God wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We know from 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9 that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, two, we must not forget the nature of God. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 4 concerning God says, "He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all of his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." See a number of characteristics of God's nature. Another one in Job 34 and verse 10, "Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity." You see the nature of God? Well, let's look at Psalms 92 and verse 15. "To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." James, in James 1 and verse 13, "God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man." And one other one, 1 John 1 and verse 5, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." See, we must not forget the nature of God when we understand that God does not hear sinners. Indeed, why should God hear the sinner when he's made every provision for his sins to be forgiven, and yet he still chooses to remain in sin? David said in Psalms 34 and verse 16, "The face of the Lord is against them that do evil." The statement is found in Micah chapter 3, when it says in verse 4, "Then shall they cry unto the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves ill in their doings." And there are a number of other passages that we could read. And we'll just take a couple of them from the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 7, here's what we read in verse 24. "Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts and went backward and not forward." While we're here in Jeremiah, skip on up to chapter 11 and we'll read verse 8. "Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone followed the dictates of his evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all of the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done." How can anyone who does not let his ear hear what God says expect God to hear him? That's a question that we need to seriously consider as we understand the statement in John 9 and verse 31 that God heareth not sinners. And also let's, in what time we have left, consider these verses as well. In Psalms 34 and verse 15, it says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry." What does it take for the Lord's eyes to be upon me and for his ears to hear my cry to be righteous? Look at Psalms 11 and verse 7. "The righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth uphold the upright." I need to be upright before God. And that way I can be sure that as I live a life of righteousness, righteousness that's determined by what God says, not righteousness determined by what I determine to be righteous, but righteousness according to what God's word says. In fact, in Psalms 119, verse 172, it says, "All thy commandments are righteousness." So when I do and show my love, as we talked about just a moment ago, when I show my love by keeping the commandments, then I can be upright. And the Lord loves righteousness. He loves those that keeps his commandments. One other verse is 1 John chapter 3 and verse 22. "Whatsoever you ask, you receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." You see, there is the answer to our question as to why the Lord does not hear sinners. We only are in God's favor if we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Jesus also made the statement in John 8 and verse 29 when he said, "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." And yet, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he bore our sins in his flesh. Peter tells us this in 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. And it was at that moment when God forsook him, as Matthew 27 and verse 46 teaches. See, this then must be understood, that sin separates us from God and causes him to forsake those that have sinned. One of the passages as we close, Proverbs 28, verse 9, "He that turneth his ear away from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." Friends, we see our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Under them, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.